Is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I've just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is OPT Network, the what show? And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. And if you hear the glee in our voice, it's because our guest this morning is going to be none other than New York Times best-selling author, Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Bishop Jakes.
Yeah, we're super excited about having Bishop on the show. It's always, always unpredictable, great information, and just, you know, he's just one of those people, D.C., you just want to sit at his feet.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And you just want to soak in whatever it is that comes out of his mouth.
Let me tell you something. If there's anybody that you want to sow into your life, it's that gentleman.
Absolutely. None other than the iconic, prolific, I mean, so many adjectives that we could use this morning.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, he can go.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we had him, I mean, he drops a knowledge about that forgiving. And I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that stuff went over a lot of people's heads. I think we're going to end up playing that again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may do a day where we just do all T.D. Jakes.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? An all T.D. Jakes show. Because, you know, I mean, he's dropping knowledge. But this is not, I mean, you know, and people hear him all the time, Carlette, talking to people around the country.
Mm-hmm.
But when he comes to the OPT Network, I mean, we're Central Louisiana-based company.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking to the people in Central Louisiana. We're not talking about the internet, okay? The internet, you can hear us all over the world, but not a whole lot of people listen to internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not, you know, if somebody's telling you that, they blowing smoke up you. You know, basically, these three stations here, when you have Monroe, Shreveport, and, you know, Central Louisiana, which is the big 70,000-watt powerhouse, that's our listening audience,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, anybody who's on these mics, that's all they got listening to them. You know, anything else is just, you know, they blowing smoke. So he is speaking directly to the people, just like Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and after she passed, you know, all of the news networks, everybody had something in their archives that they were able to pull out that Maya Angelou did specifically for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also happy to know and was elated to be able to whip out in our archives the interview that you so eloquently did with the great, the awesome, you know, the loved Dr. Maya Angelou.
Well, thank you. We were just honored to be able to have that, and we were honored to have the opportunity to have her speak to our audiences. And you were talking about the first Bishop Jakes interview, and you said you think maybe a lot of the information kind of got by people. And what we are learning on our journey through this thing called life is that the newism that I'll use, and one of the things that Uncle New said to us for many, many years, is that people only see what they're prepared to see. And I believe that that is very true with hearing. People hear only what they are prepared to hear. And so, you know, we've said it a million times and we'll say it a million more. Our mission is really to provide great information for all of those people listening to sow into your lives with knowledge and information that you will hopefully not just get pumped up about it for the moment, but that you'll take those things, that you'll grab hold of those things, those pearls, and you will use them in your daily life to become more powerful, to become who ultimately God created you to be. And, you know, I was thinking as we were getting ready for this interview, DC, you know, we certainly have motives in doing this because we too are on this life's road and this journey. And we are sort of on it with all of the people who listen to us every single morning. And, you know, we have said many times that this is only a part of our journey. Mm-hmm. And when we bring those people in, not only do those people inspire the people who are connected to the OPT, but they inspire us. And they make us want to lift and move just a little bit higher.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, it is for you, but it's for us as well. And we are using all of the tools that we share with you on a daily basis to try to make our lives better, to make our business better, and to try to move to the next level. And, you know, if you're not moving, what are you doing? Are you just sitting stagnant? Or are you a fresh pool of water moving and flowing and trying to move into the next thing? And I think that, you know, in this book, Instinct, it's not just one of those quick reads. You know, we read the books, but this book is a book that it's a process. I mean, it is something that you almost have to study because it really speaks to your very existence.
Right.
And so, DC, with that said, I mean, we just could not be more excited. We want to thank Bishop Jakes' team. I want to thank you for all of the hard work. And I am just grateful that once again, we have made another connection. But these aren't just any old connections, DC. These are connections that are spiritual connections. These are connections that only God could be in the midst of.
Well, Carlette, it's like Reverend Joyce Green said, and I talk about, you know, and I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't just speak about having, you know, because when you spend time with people like T.D. Jakes and you are able to sit at the feet of people like Reverend Joyce Green, like we did yesterday for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you know, I come away feeling like Superman, man. That man is, Reverend Joyce Green is, man, it's a lot there. Mm-hmm. Like Uncle New used to say, it's a lot to this man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is a complex man with a lot of depth.
Mm-hmm.
That if you really are not truly listening, you'll miss many, many nuggets mm-hmm. of information it's like seeds he's dropping into your life and watching them grow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and it looks like he's just so full of joy to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a man who, if you look at him, you don't know how old he is because he looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so intelligent. And I'm telling you, I can't believe that it took this long for us to get in community with him.
Well, but you know, I think that those connections, just as we talked about Maya Angelou and Bishop Jakes, those connections have been long years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
But I love what he said to us on yesterday. He said, a blessing out of season.
Ooh.
I know. He said, it could be a burden.
Yeah, he said he came in and he put some more pearls in. And this time, you know, I was sitting as he was, you know, and he's such a pro that each pearl only takes one take. You know, I'm like, okay, well, we're going to sit in. This is going to take about 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because this time we were ready.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of ironed the kinks out of the pearls of wisdom. We kind of, you know, and Reverend Sherry L. Brown Jackson used to tell us about Reverend Green all the time. And I don't think I was really hearing what she was saying.
No.
You know, I mean, I'm like, you know, I really wasn't hearing it. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that that's very much what you meant when you said, you know, when Bishop Jakes came for the first time, I think people may have heard.
Yeah.
But sometimes, and you say this to me all the time, you said, Carlette, you're not hearing me. You know, you can listen to the literal words or the
right.
audible words.
Right.
Let me say the audible words. But are you really hearing? And
right.
I hope that that's what people will allow themselves to do, open up to really hearing.
And let me just say that, you know, we're injecting the new pearl starting today.
Boy, you look gleeful, you know, when you said that.
Because I know what people are going to get a treat to. And I, you know, I'm old enough now and wise enough now to know what I'm in the midst of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you could be in the midst of greatness and not know it, and you can treat it like just...
like an old paper bag.
Oh, yeah, like an old dirty shoe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in the midst of greatness and you don't know it. You're not intelligent enough to appreciate what you're in the midst of, and you're treated common.
Mm.
You know, I know our pastor talked about one time, talking about the commonality, making things common, things of God, you know, making them common. You don't want to do that. You know, when you're in the midst of this type of greatness, to be able to appreciate it. Like, I think, because the first time, I don't think we really appreciated like I did this time. Because I knew
talking
it was coming.
Talking about the pearls.
The pearls. I knew what was coming. And I knew this time it was on the cutting board. And the first time, it was on the cutting board, and we were trying to get it together to perfect it. And I know, and it's amazing how Reverend Green allows himself to be produced. In other words, you have a gift. That's not my gift. But I'm going to let you take my gift and bring it to another level. And for me, it's like I was handling some fine bone china. I don't want to mess it up. You know what I'm saying, Carlette? I don't want to mess it up, and I don't want to take it and distort it with anything that I could bring into it and make it not as pure as it actually is. And so the man is a genius. That's what I think.
That's high praise. That's high praise.
And that's what I believe. And I mean, you know, I've processed this and thought about it, and I said, you know, the first pearls were awesome. And I said this to you. I said, Carlette, what are the next ones going to be like when he has a chance to process it, pray about it, let God download into him what it is, and then come in here? And it was, look, I knew it was going to be great, but it was greater than that.
And you know what I love? I love the fact that he's able to give his supply so freely. And as we said, the pearls have become something that the audience really, really is desirous of and really in need of. And he's able to share the wisdom and the information that he has so freely. And one of the things that we talked about on yesterday was being able to take the gift that you have and that I have and that he has and that all of you who are listening have, and to be able to share that, to be able to give it away. And the newism that I'll use yet again, Uncle New said to us, the only way that you will be able to succeed in what you have is when you give it away. That's how you keep it. You keep it by giving it. And that's very paradoxical. You keep it by giving it away.
Well, you know, I know, you know, when there's a song that says, you know, I empty myself out so that you can refill me. I don't know exactly how it goes, but you know, God, when you give all that God has given you, he'll refill you so that you'll have more to give.
You know what we were meditating on yesterday, and several people that, you know, saw us on yesterday, we're talking about Reverend Joe Green, and a lot of people are familiar with him, but a lot of people still don't really know the power of how great he is as an intellectual, as a thought leader, as a community leader, and as a man of God.
And a businessman. Yes, ma'am.
As an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
And it took me back to that moment when he sat here beside us, and I said, at that moment, a month or so ago, when we had another encounter with him, it was almost like the first encounter. I said, DC and I didn't even know. Why are you laughing?
Well, because I sit here and I thought about it. Sometimes when he walks in, I want to do like, you know, in those foreign countries, when they start, like in them Japanese countries, when they start, you know, bowing to people, like you want to make sure
you want to reverence, you want to reverence,
you want to honor, you want to honor that. You know, I found myself yesterday almost like, you know, like, yes, sir, just come on.
Yeah, reverencing him, and I said, you know, we were at a place where we needed to be watered, and we didn't even realize that we needed watering, but God knew. God knew we needed watering, and he came in and really, really, I guess we were like my plants. Sometimes I forget to water them, and when you look at them, their leaves have just sort of drooped, and I didn't even realize, and I was saying to some people that had talked about how much they enjoyed Reverend Green on yesterday, and I said I didn't even realize that our leaves were drooping, but when he came in with his water pot of word and love and encouragement, it's like our leaves just perked up.
Well, I just listened to what you said there, Carlette, and I kind of thought about it for a minute, and I realized, mm-hmm. you know, with the passing of Dexter,
mm-hmm. yeah,
we had a, you know, it took a lot of energy, and mm-hmm. I think we really felt like we had kind of gone through it, and we were standing tall, and we got through it good, mm-hmm. and we were, you know, and you know, we didn't really realize that, you know, it took a lot out mm-hmm. of us, you know, and that's how that song says. It says that, you know, and you know, a lot of times you think you don't go ask people, mm-hmm. you know, you don't try to burden people with it, you know, the mm-hmm. people who are closest mm-hmm. to you, you know, because, you know, of course we have pastors and we don't try not to burden them with everything that happens.
Right.
With us. And sometimes we're negligent by not opening ourselves up and saying, hey, this is what's happening, this is what's going on.
And sometimes you don't even know that you need prayer.
Absolutely. You don't allow others to help mm-hmm. you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but that's why we serve an awesome God.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew what we needed when we didn't even know what we needed. Because, you know, it's no problem for me to get on the phone or go by and see my own pastor and mm-hmm. say, hey, look, this mm-hmm. is what's happening, this
absolutely.
Is what's going on. And he's right there. So, you know, sometimes it's just us.
That's right.
You know, we try to take on so much
mm-hmm.
and do so much until sometimes you just, you know, you don't even know you're empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think now we're just, because I know I was feeling good,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was physically feeling good and mentally, I feel like I'm in a good place, a good, honest place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I didn't really detect that I needed another measure. Like I got, and mm-hmm. then when it came, it was almost like it hit me. Like, you know, I'm gonna tell you, there's no drug out there. There's no alcohol that you can drink. I've done everything, you know, basically,
mm-hmm.
short of, you know, heroin and shooting needles and things of that. But mostly any kind of pill you can pop or stuff you can smoke, I've done it. And nothing has made me feel.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? In mm-hmm. my spirit, not the, you know, my physical self feels good, but I'm talking about the hidden man of the spirit right mm. now. The real us that's going to live on in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to nurture that man. And man, it's like it's just was soothed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
It
I don't know if anybody knows
sense.
If that makes any sense. I'm just, but you know, I'm trying to give a good description of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it's been, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, just awesome.
And, you know, we often talk about Sunday mornings and how we go to church and we get refueled and
absolutely.
Refilled.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think, we have awesome pastors, the man and woman of God, whom we sit under are absolutely incredible. And I think that, but what God knew at that moment was that he could use another instrument that could come in and could speak directly to where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why this conversation with Bishop Jakes, that's why we wake up with so much glee every single morning to help every single person that would stand up and say, you know what, I know that there is a gift in me. I know that I have something.
Absolutely.
And every person has a supply. And when your supply is missing, when that thing that you have goes missing, then somebody goes missing.
You know what, Carlette? With that said, I got a hot tamale ball report. I'm not going to give the report right now.
Oh, like, my goodness.
You know, people are going to have to wait for the report, but I
wait on it. Wait.
A hot tamale ball report.
Not only a hot tamale ball report, but a firsthand tastable.
No, ate all of the hot tamale balls. Went back, set, had a problem with that. But, you know, mm-hmm. that's a good problem. We're working on it. But got the report just to kind of keep everybody updated on from yesterday.
Right.
You know, about the balls.
Mm-hmm.
The balls, the hot tamale balls.
They're going to have to wait on it.
Yeah.
They're going to have to wait.
Wait.
Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Remember, it's hurricane season. It's a time that we don't even want to think about. But to make sure that you're on point and taken care of, State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team, well, they're more than helpful. Home, auto, and life, the number 318-487-1881. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster. is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. The number to phone for an appointment, 318-445-9700. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has more than four decades of experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana. He does it with competence, professionalism, and compassion. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr. and the Law Office of the Roy Law Office, the number to phone, 318-487-9537. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back. Our guest this morning, Bishop T.D. Jakes, and his new book, Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. You gotta stay on point. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful morning. If you're traveling in, of course, it's June 5th already. It's Thursday, 8:06 local time, 9:06 Eastern time. And one thing that I wanted to say about the morning that when we traveled in earlier, we called it an unusual fog. The sun was shining brightly, but it was foggy, and that was really, really unusual for the morning. Usually, when it's foggy, it seems to be just sort of like an overcast cover. Well, this morning it was foggy, but it was sunny. So if you're traveling in, we want to still remind you to be careful, be safe, slow down, make sure that you stay engaged. School buses are rolling for those young people that are attending summer school. So school zones have continued to flash. But what we're noticing every single day, and I love this, lots of bike riders, kids are riding bicycles. But nobody, I have not seen a single kid with a helmet on. So that means that, you know, it's old school. Kids obviously are not wearing helmets. They're not really paying attention to all of those things surrounding themselves, all the dangers that lie ahead. So as you travel throughout your day, we want to make sure that you are watching out for children that are out on summer vacay, having a good time, riding bicycles, skateboards, many wearing earbuds with very loud music. So be careful as you start your morning and continue through the day. Now, DC alluded to the pearls, and people are clamoring about the pearls. And so as people are clamoring about the pearls, DC, that you just, God really just gave you this in your spirit, and then you immediately started birthing it.
Yes.
And so as you just started really seeking God on how it should be done, what should be done, when it should be done, and all of the logistics, then God gave you the word pearl.
Well, yes, because in the beginning, I was trying to figure out what to call it, because really, Carlette, I could not, and it took probably about 8 days of praying to come up with the actual name. You know, because I had all these, and they just didn't fall off right, and they didn't flow. And, of course, you know, you don't want to just take somebody else's. You know, some people just take somebody else's stuff, just like, oh, okay, that's what you're doing, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
Yeah, that's not what we do here. It just doesn't take a whole lot of talent to do that. And to take somebody else's catchphrase. What they do that.
And it was so much deeper than that.
Exactly. So, you know, and we just waited patiently and let God bring it to us. And, you know, this time, I'm not surprised, but the pearls are, they're deeper. And they're going to get deeper every day. This is going to be the first new one, but each day they get deeper. You know what I'm saying? I sat there and I watched them in the process of being made, and they just, it's awesome.
And as you came with pearls,
and we started saying pearls, I started looking at my pearls. I started looking at my strand of pearls. I started looking at my earrings of pearls. And I started to think about why I love the pearls.
Well, that's what you do.
I know, right? That's what I do. That's right. And so then I started thinking, because I am a person that talks about, believes in birthing. And I started going back to the genesis of how pearls are birthed and why they're so miraculous and why they're so precious.
That's good.
And this is what I found, the reader that I am, that pearls, and of course you probably knew this already, but they're grown.
Being that you listen to the OPT network, you really are smart.
Absolutely. Well, pearls start off, they don't start off precious. They start off really just really, really small. And they start deep below the oyster's surface. And so as they lie there, they grow. And over time, they culminate themselves into the pearl as they grow in the oyster. And so I started just thinking about how precious each pearl is and how they're cultured and how they start. And how revered the pearls have become in our society and in the world, you know, and just their very inception and their birth. And then, you know, if you find a pearl, how awesome that is. And there's so much that I don't have time to go into about the pearls, but ladies, you know, and gentlemen, you know, if you buy a pearl for the person that you love, for your significant other, you have said that she is something very precious to you, and so you're going to give her one of the most precious gemstones on the planet. And so this is what DC really decided to do, to give all of us one of the most precious things that we can all carry on a daily basis, and that is the pearl of wisdom that you will hear each day. And without further ado, DC.
And they're real small.
They're delicate.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna play a pearl, mm-hmm. and then what we're gonna do is come back up and get to Bishop Jakes and do the Jakes interview. Here we go.
Absolutely. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. As we concentrate on music and singing and on this time of the year, a lot of new songs out, new groups out, keep this in mind for me that a bird does not sing because he knows a song. A bird sings because he enjoys the music. Music is a universal language that calms us and makes us wonderful. So I was thinking about my friends with this who sing the blues, and there's a group that was having a blues show the other week. And just a reminder for the community, people who participate in singing the blues and knowing the blues oftentimes are blue themselves, because it comes out of oppression, out of worry, out of heartbreak and pain and suffering. Mahalia Jackson once said that to sing the blues is to be blue. To understand sadness is not to know joy. To cry is to have pain. She said, but when one moves to the presence of God, their singing become a joy because they bring praises and lift others out of their blue situation. So say Mahalia Jackson. And I've learned from experience that all of us should have a song in our heart, a melody and a praise. And whenever we're going through difficult times, learn to sing. Sing your song. And God has a way of lifting us above our circumstance and our situation in music without ever knowing the words. Learn to hum a tune. Have a blessed day. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
All I can say is you got to take some time to really, really. You, the whole show this morning, DC, I think it's one of those shows that you're going to have to. It's so deep and so profound. And sometimes you just can't get it on the first time.
Might need to do a retake.
Might need to do a retake. Let me just say, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union dedicated to excellence, the credit union with heart, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in a Pair in the Parish, McDonald's of Central Louisiana, Walker Automotive Group, been here since 1919, celebrating 95 years. Y'all, we're super excited about this morning's show. It's 16 minutes after 8 local time, 16 minutes after 9 Eastern time. DC, are we going to get Bishop Jakes up?
Yes, we're going to get a quick break, Carlette, and then we're going to come back up with the bishop.
Let's do that. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this with none other than the iconic, prolific, New York Times best-selling author and Time Magazine's Preacher of the Year, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Stay with us. We're back in a moment.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, if you didn't notice, we're super excited about this morning's interview with Bishop T.D. Jakes. You know, we've been telling you for quite some time that Bishop Jakes would be rejoining the OPT Network. And before we bring Bishop Jakes up, you know, I just wanted to share a couple things with you guys. You know, we often tell you that there is power in the words that we speak. There is power in writing the vision and making it plain. Well, probably about a year ago, we wrote the vision. We wrote that we wanted to have Bishop Jakes on point. And true enough, in true God fashion, it absolutely happened. You might remember that he came as he was on his last book tour, promoting the book, Let It Go, Forgive So That You Can Be Forgiven. It catapulted itself to the New York Times best-selling list in almost overnight status. And it was an incredible conversation, so incredible that after the conversation, Bishop Jakes said to us he would love to come back anytime that we invited him back. And in true fashion, we did indeed invite him back. And this is what we want to share with you guys. The OPT is being blessed in so many phenomenal ways that we are able to bring you some of the most gargantuan thought leaders in the world. We are bringing them right here to our listeners through this connection to help us all get better and understand what it is that we need to be doing, what we can do, and what we should do. And this morning, we are so honored to have Bishop Jakes back with us. For those of you who may not know, Bishop T.D. Jakes is a New York Times best-selling author and the pastor of the Potter's House. He's also one of America's most influential pastors and was named by Time Magazine as America's best preacher. His new book this morning that we're going to be sharing with you is entitled Instinct, The Power to Unleash the Inborn Drive. Bishop Jakes, good morning and welcome back.
Hello, David, Carlette. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
And so the new book is called Instinct, The Power to Unleash the Inborn, Your Inborn Drive. Now, as we were reading the book and we were contemplating who you are and all you've done, master communicator, entrepreneur, impresario, entertainment executive, philanthropist, and the list goes on and on and on, I started thinking about those humble beginnings back in West Virginia at Emmanuel Temple of Faith, way back in 1979. And I started wondering when you found that innate ability to trust your instincts. Do you remember that moment?
You know, it has been a process, and it's still a process. I'm still unfolding different dimensions of the same gift. And so you start small, and you start where you are, and you bloom where you're planted. A lot of times we're trying to bypass the process to get to the destination. But in reality, we learn so many things along the way that are valuable and intrinsic to us. I thought that I was going to be a musician. And I am a musician. I play the piano and I directed the choirs and all that sort of thing. But I was really wired to be a pastor, to be a speaker, to be a communicator. And it took me a while to evolve. And when I was growing up at Greater Emmanuel, I wasn't recognized as a great speaker or anything like that. I was the guy who played the piano during the Terry service.
And so when did that instinct, when did that gift rise up in you? Do you remember?
Well, my first glimpse of it, I was 8 years old. I was going, my mother was a Delta, and she was speaking for her sororities. And I told her, I was sitting in the back seat of the car, I said, right now I'm going to hear you speak. And they call me Miss Jake's son, but the time will come, you'll come to hear me speak, and they'll call you Tom Jake's mother. I was 8 years old when I said that. That's when I caught my first glimpse. And I went right back to being just a crazy, normal little kid. But I did catch a glimpse of my purpose and my destiny all the way to 8 years old.
Hmm. And so as we talk about instinct, and you have written so eloquently about instinct, the world, most people in the world are trying to figure out their gift, and they're seeking their gift. And when we look at your progression from small, humble beginnings in West Virginia to where you are now, how do you help people really in a tangible way figure out instinct so that the rest happens?
You know, what I did in the book was to share my own stories and some of the things that I thought would be inspirational to help people. And I also shared other stories. I talked about the founding of Nike Corporation and how they started out with $1,000 and an idea and built a multi-billion-dollar corporation. I referenced in my teachings and talkings about Harlan Sanders, who was retired and living off of Social Security and built KFC. I started talking about Ted Turner, who came up with the 24-hour news cycle when everybody was watching the 6 o'clock news. The first rule in finding your instincts is to be willing to break the rules in the environment you're in now.
Hmm. And why is it so hard for most people to break the rules, do you think?
I think because we have two instincts fighting against each other. We were made to be sociological people. We were designed to need and to appreciate fellowship with other people. And then when you have an instinct to lead or to be an entrepreneur or to get out of the box, you have to fight between your need to be accepted and your need to be out front. You cannot run with the herd and still lead the pack. Mm. So at some point, you have to say yes to loneliness. You know, the silkworm incubates into a butterfly in isolation. He cannot take another silkworm into the cocoon with him. Everybody has to go through your own process. You can't bring people with you. Abraham told the servants, me and the lad are going yonder to worship. You stay here with the animals. There are sometimes you have to leave people behind in order to go yonder and be who you were created to be.
Bishop Jakes, let's do this. Let me get a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll have more with Bishop Jake's new book, Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. This is the official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Our guest this morning is Bishop T.D. Jakes, and we're talking about his new book entitled Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive and All That That Means.
And so you talk about in the book, most people spend their lives living out of sync with their internal rhythm. What does that really mean?
It just simply means that most people know something is wrong. They just don't know what it is. They're frustrated in their own life. They're frustrated in their own circumstances. And they instinctively feel that they don't fit in that environment, but they don't seem to know how to evolve into the next dimension. And sometimes we're so busy trying to change the environment to fit us when we really need to move up into the environment that already has fit us. And if you make changing people's mind about you the goal of your life, it is such a low pursuit because people are so fickle, they change their mind every day. And some of us are so busy trying to win over the opinions of other people that we have never put our energies into just being ourselves and let them be themselves. And we may not walk together, or we may be going the same direction, but we may not be in the same car. That's okay. You don't have to have everybody say amen to speak the truth.
And so, Bishop Jakes, as we read through the book and we really look at, because with what we do here is our mission is to inspire people, to encourage, uplift, and enlighten people. But bigger than that, to help people to live their dreams. And that's the hardest part for most people to get, is to step out of the boat and step into that thing that God has called them to do. And when we look at people like yourself that did step out of the boat and went on to do, I'm sure, things that were beyond even your imagination, how do we help people to get on the road to doing
that? One of the things I like to say to the people that I really press down into is in the book, don't let people label you. Because if they label you, they will entrap you. If people often say to me in an interview, say, you're a pastor, why are you making movies? And I generally respond and say, because I can. Because it's within, you understand, mm-hmm. because it's within my power to do it. Other pastors open up funeral homes. I didn't do that because that's not what I can do. I did what I could. And so a lot of times I tell them, yes, I am a pastor, but I was a person before I was a pastor. And don't allow people to put a period where God has put a comma. You may be more than one thing. And what people have a tendency to do is to define you by how they met you. So to my kids, I'm a father. To my wife, I'm a husband. To my mother, I'm a son. And all of them are right about those things that I am, but I am also more than everything that was just said about me. And so many times we just live up to what people call us, and we never become what we were created to be.
And so when did you decide, Bishop, that this was a conversation that America needed to have and that you needed to write about?
It had to be proven before it could be printed. You don't print things that haven't been proven in your own life. Before David comes against Goliath, he kills the lion and the bear. And I think I had to get to 56 years old. I had to establish several companies outside of what I do in ministry. I had to be able to produce films and interact with different people that I normally wouldn't be able to come in contact with to have enough information and empirical data to put into a book. And my only purpose in doing it now is to help you find your destiny, your purpose, and to tell you my process and to give it to you as a tool to use, not to make you me, but to make you able to be you. And that's what the goal of the book is. Don't be a cheap copy of a great original. Be yourself. Be the highest and best expression of yourself. And whether that makes you a millionaire or whether that just pays the bills, it's still enough if it's honest to who you really are.
So do you think that people look at you and forget that you had to start somewhere and they just kind of see where you are now and they just think, well, you know, he just got there by happenstance? Do you think that people sort of forget that you had your own process?
Yeah, they do forget it, and all they have to do is get on my Instagram. I put a picture on my Instagram site of the house that I raised my boys in when my wife and I first got married, and I talked about being 26 years old and not being able to keep all my utilities on and going through all of those changes in my life. And at 56, I went back and looked at the house and remembered how worried I was at 26. Did I have what it took to raise a family? Would I be able to see them all the way through to adulthood? At 56 years old, my career over the 30-year period has been documentable. I came back and stood in the driveway of the yard I used to work in and told my 26-year-old self, mm-hmm. you made it.
Wow. What was that moment like for you, Bishop Jakes, when you went back to that place, when you wondered how you would make it, what you would be, and how it would all unfold? What was that moment like for you? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, vividly. I was worried. I was afraid. I was intimidated. I didn't have the benefit of having experience. All I had was dreams. And I didn't even dream on the level that I went to. I was just dreaming on having the utility, though. You know, just simple things. But God gives us simple things to practice on. And so the test that somebody's facing right now may not be the area that they were designed to evolve into, but God gives you something to practice on. Go ahead and kill that lion. Go ahead and kill that bear. Go ahead and kill that giant that's in front of you, because ultimately you're going to be king. But you cannot be king of Israel until you're king of the sheep. Until you learn how to shovel sheep dung, you can't run the palace. So start where you are, be excellent on your level, and never allow your level to be the end of your dream, because your ceiling is the floor of the next level.
Wow. And so where you are now, Bishop, the universe has taken you probably to places that you thought unfathomable, couldn't even imagine. Are there places still yet for you to go that you are striving to do even more?
You know, yes, I still have aspirations and I still have goals, and I'm still exploring what all is inventoried within my life and ability and how far I can reach in terms of discovering what is inside of me. I'm not really trying to reach out. I'm trying to reach in and make sure that I pulled out of me everything that he placed in me within my lifespan. But one of the primary things I'm focused on is arming the next generation. I'm fascinated with the millennials and with the nexters and providing them. Some of them had no fathers, they have no tutors, they have no mentors, they have no coaches. And when I wrote the book, I wrote it as a coaching tool, as a mentoring kit for those people who are in a cage of mediocrity, to give them some sort of toolkit to break the lock and open the gate and evolve beyond the premise of your prison into the promises that God has put in your potentials.
That is a deep, deep thought. Bishop Jakes, let's do this. Let me get a break here. But when we come back, I want to talk more about instinct and its culmination of history, culture, biblical examples, and your personal life insights. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Hick HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Our guest this morning, once again, if you're just joining the conversation, is Bishop T.D. Jakes, and we're talking about his book, Instinct. And this morning, what we hope that you'll take away from the conversation is that people sometimes get so enmeshed in fear that they forget to push through that fear, and they use life's stop signs when possibly they should only be using a yield sign, so to speak. And so as you move forward and the people that will read this book, we often talk about gifts and potential. And for me, the book meant living an intentional life, living life on purpose with those things that God has placed within each and every one of us and sort of excavating that. And we all sort of know that, but getting to that excavation process and digging within, how do we help people start?
I think for me it was writing the book. That was my way of using my platform to help people get started, because I realized I couldn't mentor everybody. I couldn't give everybody my phone number. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't counsel everybody. And so I thought, if I put what I would say if I got to talk to you over a cup of coffee at Starbucks, if I put it in a book, You could still have the coffee and hear my thoughts and reflections and add them with your own and see what you come up with. I think that is a part of the process. And I would want to say to everybody who has ever accomplished anything, no matter how small, teach somebody else how to do it. If you can make homemade pound cakes, teach your daughter how to do it. Teach your son how to do it. Teach somebody how to do what you do. Because good leadership is working yourself out of a job. And in order to do that, you cannot be territorial over what you know. You have to share it with other people so that they can begin to do what you do. Because once they do what you used to do, you can go on to do what you're called to do.
But isn't that a mindset, Bishop Jakes, that we really have to work on, helping people to understand that when you help someone, when you loan or you give the gift to someone else, that it only increases the harvest?
Well, the only time it's a problem is when you have little men in big situations. Yeah, when you're too small to be in the position, you're territorial and intimidated. And part of the process has to be you have to mature enough to feel safe enough to share what you have. Anytime you see somebody who won't share, they're insecure and they're vulnerable and they haven't matured yet. When you really mature, you're able to reproduce. That's the way our bodies are designed. Our bodies are not designed for 5-year-olds to have babies, or 10-year-olds, or even 12 or 13-year-olds to have babies. The body is designed that you reproduce upon the point of maturity. So one of the signs of being mature is your ability not to be territorial and to be able to share what you have been given. That's a sign that you have graduated.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what are you hoping, Bishop Jakes, that people, when they read this book, and it's not one of those books that I think that you can just read through. I think you really have to meditate on the words in the book and really meditate on where you are personally on this road and this journey called life. What do you hope that people will take away from the book?
This is a book. This is a book you don't just read. This is a book you study. Mm-hmm. And it might be old school. Because I don't normally read books or e-books and that sort of thing, though this is available in audio, e-books, and even in Spanish. But this is a book that you write in, that you mark in, that you write notes in, that you put you in between the pages. In fact, we're getting ready to come out with a workbook so that you can just unabashedly write with me your business plan, your blueprint, your strategy for moving into the next dimension. And it's just been, I've never done anything quite like this that has gotten so much attention. I've got CEOs asking me to do staff retreats. I've got companies using it as a gift when people come on to work for the company and starting to design positions around people's instincts rather than to cram people into positions to replace an old person who was amazing in that job. But you can't be who that person was. You have to be who you are. They're using it for training manuals for entrepreneurs. I've often done books that were widely circulated throughout the church, but even people in secular and political environments are finding the book Instincts invaluable to their career and their calling. And I've just never seen anything like it before.
How gratifying is that, to know that it's crossed over, not just in the Christian realm, but in the secular realm?
It's very gratifying because you don't have to be a Christian to have instincts. Jeremiah, God told him, before I formed you, I knew you. Mm. You know, before you ever even got here, I ordained you, I sanctified you to be. So ultimately, you become what I put in you before. It's about the outworking of the internal. And when people read it and they get it, it is, I can't even describe what that feels like to me as an author and as a writer, to take the risk of putting your thoughts on paper and exposing them to everybody, not just the person who sits on the pew, but the person who sits in an office or sits at the bank or sits at the washing machine or sits in the car lot.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to write me and text me and tweet me and get on Instagram and say, wow, this is helping me, this is changing my life, I needed to read this before I started my company, that sort of thing, it's beyond gratification. It's just, I can't even find a word for it. I'm just excited right now.
Well, for you not to be able to find a word, that is extreme excitement, because you are a master communicator. Bishop Jakes, we want to thank you so much for spending what we know is the very busiest and and most important part of your morning with us. Tell people how they can connect with your website and how they can get the book.
Well, there's a couple of things. They can go to instincttthebook.com and they can read a chapter of it. They can read what other people wrote about it. They can even take a leadership test to see what kind of leader and what type of person they are and need to be around at instincttthebook.com. And my website is always tdjakes.org for my ministry materials. tdjakes.com, tdjakes.com, if you want to learn more about my for-profit companies, my production studio, and the other things that I do that produce movies and films and so forth and so on. And the book is available wherever books are sold. Some places are sold out because they weren't prepared for the demand. They're most likely to find them at Barnes & Noble's and Walmart. And if you can't find it, order it, because it's just been exciting. The response has been overwhelming.
Wow. Bishop Jakes, dare we ask, what's coming up next?
Well, what's coming up next for me, October 2nd through the 4th, I'm going to be hosting one of our loops back in Atlanta at the Phillips Arena, and I'm excited about that. Women from all over the world are going to be gathering in Atlanta. I'm already in the early stages of planning MegaFest for 2015, which will be in Dallas, Texas. And the other thing I'm planning is 2 weeks on a deserted island somewhere in the world, recuperating from the schedule I've been on for all year long. But that's where I'm at right now.
Bishop Jakes, thank you so much. You're always so gracious with your time. We thank you, and we look forward to seeing what God has next. You are such an inspiration to the world. Thank you.
Thank you both. God bless.
Bishop Jakes, hang on for me 1 second. Everybody, this has been Bishop T.D. Jakes. The book, Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. You're on point, the official OPT Network. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of